Hi guys, welcome to Hitman. This is an IPL special segment for the Sunrisers Hyderabad. And I have with me Tarun, who is also the first person I got acquainted with on Twitter. Nice to have you here, bro.
Hi guys, hi everyone. Hi Samir.
So,
nice to meet you.
Of course, nice to know you. Straight away picking up from the last season, Tarun. SRH came really close last year. Do you think they can make it this time as well?
Of course, I think they have a very balanced side this time. They have more match winners this time. And I think that they will definitely win this time.
Who, according to you, was SRH's best pick in this auction, this year?
In this auction, I would say Johnny Bairstow, because he is a 3-in-1 player. He can be your opener, he can be your middle order bat, and he can keep as well. For me, he has been the best pick in the auction this time.
But you guys have Riddhiman Saha as well, right?
Yes, but we the team which we have this time, we can make at least three to five different combinations with that team. So Riddhiman Saha would come under another combination. For me, Johnny Bairstow would start ahead of him.
Okay. So how does David Warner's return bolster the SRH side?
David Warner, he is the main guy for this SRH team. I think his comeback is as big as someone like Virat Kohli coming back to Indian team. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He has been such a great player for SRH. I think his comeback would mean a lot for SRH. And it will show in the performance as well, the way SRH would perform. And he's a great addition to the side.
And he's also won two orange caps, if I'm not wrong.
Sorry?
He has won two orange caps as well, right? Two or one?
Yeah, right.
Exactly. So, also, Sunrisers Hyderabad also will be missing the services of Shikhar Dhawan from the team, who was also playing well last year and was the second highest run scorer after Kane Williamson. So, what do you think about that?
It would be a lie if I say we won't miss Shikhar Dhawan. He was an integral part of our team, but sadly, we will miss him this time. But the trade we made for Shikhar Dhawan is excellent. I think Vijay Shankar, Shahbaz Nadeem, Abhishek Sharma, these three are quality players, and we will definitely make use of them.
Talking about Vijay Shankar, now, if you look him back last year in the Nadal Trophy and you look him this year, he's a completely different player from what he used to be once. So, what would you like to add about that?
Just that he has been playing more international matches. He has been sharing dressing room with Virat Kohli, MS Dhoni. So, definitely that experience has rubbed off on him. He's looking more matured now. I would like Sunrise to bat him at number 4 and bowl him more overs.
Unlike Virat Kohli.
Yes. Yes, that's true. He can bowl at least 2 to 3 overs every game, occasionally 4 overs. I would definitely like him to see bowl more this season and bat higher up the order. It will be good for Sunrisers as well as for World Cup for India, as India are still searching for that number 4. I would definitely like to see him bat at 4 this season for SRH.
Okay. How valuable is Rashid Khan? I cannot, have a discussion about SRH without discussing about Rashid Khan. So please tell me about it.
See, Rashid Khan is everything you wish for in a T20 player. So he's so invaluable to the team. He's a match winner every day. He's a brilliant fielder, as we all know. And he can score a 10-ball 30 and change the complexion of the game. So we cannot rate Rashid Khan. He is invaluable. He's the best T20 player in the world and best limited overs player as well. He's under the same bracket as Virat Kohli for me.
Okay. So, does the SRH Pace department has the best local options amongst all IPL teams? They have Basil Thampi, Khalil Ahmed.
Yes.
Siddharth Kaul as well.
Yes, we are spoiled for choices. No doubt about that. There are so many fast bowlers in our team which are good enough to start in the 11, actually. So, I think we can rotate every one of them. For example, like Bhuvneshwar Kumar, who doesn't need to play all the games. Siddharth Kaul, he is an excellent T20 bowler. He starts in my playing 11 as well. So, there are so many bad bowlers like Natarajan, Thampi, and now new addition like
Sandeep Sharma as well.
Sandeep Sharma, yes. Sandeep Sharma depending on the conditions, we can rotate them. So it's an excellent headache to have.
Yeah, actually. One good problem to have. So who's going to be your starting 11 for SRH?
Starting 11, depending on all the players available, I would say David Warner, Shane Williamson are my openers.
Shane Williamson is supposed to be missing the first game, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, if he's missing it, then Martin Guptill will start.
Johnny Best?
Johnny Best, I would bat him in the middle order initially.
Okay.
Yep. So, my openers would be David Warner, Martin Guptill, Manish Pandey, and Vijay Shankar 3 and 4. At 5, I would have Johnny Bairstow.
Okay.
And at 6, Yusuf Pathan. At 7, Rashid Khan. 8, Abhishek Sharma. 9, Bhuvi. 10, Siddharth Kaul. And 11th one will be, depending on conditions, Shahbaz Nadeem or Basil Thampi, Natarajan, Khalil Ahmed, anyone, depending on the conditions.
Yes, you guys have a lot of options.
I would like Rashid Khan to bat up the order this time.
Yeah, because
the game changer with the bat.
You saw him change the game in the playoffs, yes. If I remember, right?
Yes, absolutely. He can change the game totally within a span of 10 to 12 balls. We have seen that game, and I would like him to bat at number 6 or number 7.
Okay. So
that's my starting 11.
Okay, so that's nice to hear. Last question for you, Tarun. Your four teams for the playoffs.
My four teams, SRH, CSK, Delhi Capitals, and of course Mumbai Indians. Too good a team to not make it to playoffs two times in a row.
Yeah.
So these are my top four: SRH, CSK, Delhi Capitals, and Mumbai Indians.
Okay, that's nice to hear. So that is all for the SRH segment of this year's IPL. And glad to have you here, Tarun, and wishing you a very happy married life.
Hello?
Glad to have you here, Tarun, and wishing you a very happy married life, Tarun. So that's it from
me. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking to you, Samish, and hope everyone listens to it.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Welcome, bro. Nice to have you here. So that's it from Hitman then, and this is Samir Alana signing off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.